Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome to Stories from the Village of Nothing Much. Like easy listening, but for fiction. I'm Catherine Nicolai. I write and read all the stories you'll hear on the Village of Nothing Much. Audio engineering and sound design is by Bob Wittersheim. Bibliotherapy, noun, a form of creative arts therapy that uses literature and storytelling to improve your life, providing support, connection, and comfort. Now, the idea that books and stories can be used therapeutically is probably not news to you. It wasn't to me either. There are so many books I turn to when my heart is heavy, when I need catharsis, when I want to revel in good feelings. So we hope you'll turn to us when you need a soft landing, when you need to be reminded of small bits of ordinary magic in daily life, when you need a break from the news, when you want to hear about dogs. Really, lots of dogs today and other animals. So I'm glad you're here. Before we dive in, and just because I think it'll feel good, you deserve to feel good, take a deep breath in through your nose and sigh from your mouth. Nice. One more time. Breathe in and let it go. Good. Our stories today, as promised, are about animals. We are continuing Crumb and Marmalade stories. If you missed their first episode, you might want to go back to the feed, to the one called Marmalade and Crumb. Listen to that and then come back here. We'll start with Crumb Comes Home and see how his first few months after being adopted went. Spoiler alert, they went great. Then we'll clip on his leash and head out in Dog Walk to sniff the spring scents and enjoy the sunshine. Finally, we'll meet the rescue animals over at the farm sanctuary and spend some quality time with the donkeys, feed the goats, in the weather vane. Crumb Comes Home. It had been about 6 months since Crumb had come home. And when he had, he'd come to stay. He was a little brown dog with spiky, wiry hair and a lot of energy. I wasn't sure what to expect when I'd driven home with him that day last fall. I tucked him into his car seat beside me and piled some supplies into the footwell. A big bag of kibble, a new leash and collar, his own food dishes, a sweater, and a new bed. He'd watched me load it all into the car, just thumping his tail against the seatbelt. And to the degree that a dog with a prominent snaggletooth and a funny mustache can, he smiled. He didn't seem to be anxious at all to be going somewhere with a stranger, Instead, he was excited and happy. He'd been waiting for me, and finally, I'd shown up. I kept one hand on his back as we drove back to the house. He turned his head now and then to lick my wrist. We passed the park, and I promised him we'd go there for a walk soon. When we pulled into the driveway, I unclipped him from his seat and scooted him over onto my lap. "Now, Crumb," I said in a low voice, "when we go in, I'll introduce you to Marmalade." He looked up at me, his mouth falling open a bit and panting excitedly. "She was here first, and she's the queen of the castle, okay?" He closed his mouth and tilted his head to one side. I know, but that's how it is. Okay, you and I, we are just her subjects. Got it?" He spotted a falling leaf outside the window and jumped onto the console beside me. We'll talk more later," I laughed as I scooped him up and carried him into the house. Marmalade, my orange kitty, now nearly 2 years old, and apparently having heard my car in the drive, was sitting on the third step in the hall. Her eyes got big when she saw Crumb in my arms, and she looked at me with shock. I carried him over and sat down on the step beside her with him in my lap. "We talked about it," I reminded her. "You agreed I should bring him home." She looked like she had no such memory and slowly stretched out her nose toward him. He had been busy looking around the room, struggling to get out of my arms to explore when he first noticed her. And it was, well, I don't know how else to say it. For him, at least, it was love at first sight. His ears spread out low and soft on his head, and his little whip of a tail started wagging so fast it seemed to blur in the air. He dipped down into what might have been a play bow, but didn't try to jump or joke. Just bowed down to her. Her face relaxed out of its previous shock, and she closed her eyes as she lifted a paw to her mouth and began to bathe. "No big deal," she seemed to say. "I have this effect on people." That first night, there was a slight dust-up when it came to the sleeping arrangements. Crumb was so excited to be cuddled up in a nice big bed with a human that he was jumping from pillow to pillow. Marmy was clearly ready for her beauty rest, and the pup was disrupting her serenity. One swift hiss from her, and he dropped into the space beside my shoulder. He turned around twice, and I pulled a blanket up over him. Marmy slept on the pillow on my other side, and that became the arrangement to this day. I soon learned that, though he was a few years old, there were plenty of things he'd never done before. One was walking on a leash, and we'd spent the autumn months learning as a team how to make walks safe and enjoyable. Crumb turned out to be a quick learner. He was a smart pup and eager to please, so once he figured out that Mom had treats in her pocket and that at least occasionally listening to her earned him some, he'd gotten the hang of a lot of things. He learned to ask to go out with a few yips at the back door, and he could sit and lay down and come when I called him. He still ran from the bath, and twice I'd caught him breaking into the pantry to tear into a bag of treats. But even when he was a bad dog, he was a good boy. Marmalade had taught him to jump when the toast popped out of the toaster in the morning, and sometimes he even barked in excitement when it happened. In the winter, I'd put both their beds by the fire, and poor Crumb just wanted to lay in Marmalade's with her. For a while, she'd stalk out whenever he attempted a cuddle, but one especially cold day, when an icy wind was pushing through the tiny cracks in our old windows and doors, she'd tiptoed over into his bed and stretched out beside him. They'd slept like that for a few hours, and when they woke, Marmy cleaned his face for him, purred while he wriggled beside her, and now that was how they napped most days. Sometimes when he chewed her cat toys or just got too riled up with puppy energy chasing a ball down the hall, she'd meow in agitation, but I reminded her that once she'd been out in the snow, once she hadn't had a family or a home, and now that she did, she shouldn't begrudge Crumb his own. And in families, well, you have to have a little patience with one another. You have to give each other room to be individuals and make allowances for each other's differences. Then I would scoop her up into my arms and carry her to our chair by the window, and I'd pet and soothe her while Crumb ran circles through the living room. "He'll grow out of it," I whispered to her. At Christmas, they'd put up with our matching sweaters and shown off for friends at a party on the 24th. Marmy sat haughtily with a few people on the sofa while Crumb chased every thrown toy and begged for nibbles from the buffet. It was silly, maybe, but I kept thinking about how it was Crumb's first Christmas. I was excited for him when we woke up the next day and I gave him a box of fresh baked treats and a new ball. Marmy had been gifted one of my good scarves that I'd been trying to keep her from laying on. I'd given up plucking her ginger hairs off of it, and instead laid it on her bed with a sprinkling of catnip. I'd spent the morning sipping my coffee, watching them enjoy themselves. That's family too, taking joy in theirs.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Dog walk. It was our afternoon treat. Now that the days are warming up and we could count on sunshine more often than not. After the lunch dishes were set to drip dry in the rack and the counters wiped down, I'd peer through the window over the sink to check the temperature on the thermometer screwed into the frame. It was one of those old ones, on a swivel arm so that you could turn it to face through the window for easy viewing. It had been red once, though the paint was mostly chipped away, and it had the name of a local hardware store printed inside the dial. It was one of those small, inherited gifts that gets passed down when a house is sold from one person to another, like the pencil sharpener in the basement or the pegboard in the garage. I hadn't noticed it till after I'd signed the papers and was walking through the empty rooms with the keys in my hand. I'd leaned closer to the window and seen this old thermometer and smiled so wide. I love it. So after lunch, I'd check the thermometer to see if we needed our coats, and we'd get ready for our walk. My cat Marmalade knew the routine, although she was unimpressed with the idea of going anywhere on a leash. She'd climb up into her window spot, a little hammock I'd rigged up that let her supervise the whole street, and meow occasionally as I put on my shoes and found my sunglasses. Crumb, my scruffy little dog, who I was careful to spell out W-A-L-K around, would start to jump and race from room to room with pure puppy excitement. It was time for our walk. Today felt a lot closer to spring than yesterday had. Like a hand on a giant clock somewhere that had been dragging slowly and had finally ticked into place. I'd worn just a light sweater and decided not to wrestle Crumb into his. The air was warm and full of the scent of budding trees and fresh blades of grass. So I buckled him into his harness and we stepped outside. Marmalade watched us from the window, her tail flicking lazily in the air. She couldn't fool us. She may feign disinterest from her perch, but we knew she would keep track of us for as long as she could see us and spot us right away as we came back around the block. I waved at her, and Crumb and I set out. Crumb was still a little new to walks, and though he was a few years old, still chock full of young dog energy. And the first block or so, he pulled me with so much spirit and spark that I'd often thought about getting him a wagon that he could pull, or a sleigh and a glowing red nose for next winter. I'd learned to keep a pocket full of treats handy and reward him for listening, for stopping, for sitting. And soon he'd burned through that initial burst, and we were walking quite companionably down the sidewalk. When we came to a corner, I'd ask him to stop, and he would, and then I'd let him pick. He'd sniff the air and point his nose left or right, and off we'd go. Sometimes we'd circle the same block a few times, but what did I care? It was something I'd learned early on, walking Crumb. This was his walk. I'd let him sniff till he was well and properly done with each tree root and curb. A friend had explained it to me when I'd first got him and mentioned that our walkies seemed to lead us nowhere. She'd compared it to me browsing in a bookshop. If you only got to read two words on the back of a cover before being pulled on to look at something else, it would drive you crazy. Crumb needs to get the full story from each spot he stops at and then move on when he's ready. I could certainly sympathize with wanting to read the blurb on the back of every book, so I'd learned to be patient. And in between sniffing, he was so much fun to watch. He had a smart little doggy trot that made me laugh whenever he got going on all cylinders. I could see his quick mind, jumping from the robin on the fence post to the garbage bin set out at the end of a drive. He chased leaves as they tumbled in the breeze and more than once took an experimental bite out of a fluffy dandelion without breaking pace. He wanted to know about everything, and I liked his boundless curiosity, though I hoped it would not extend to skunks. Today we meandered from street to street, and while I waited for him to thoroughly sniff a fire hydrant, I noticed a small, shrubby stand of pussy willows in bloom. I reached out to touch the soft, fuzzy nubs that were about to split into petalless flowers for bees to tumble through in the coming weeks. I'd put it in my journal when we got home. I like to mark down the first robin of spring, the first flower and budding tree, and compare them year to year. Crumb had finished checking his P-mail. I reminded him most of it was spam anyway, and he didn't have to hit reply all each time. And we turned another corner closer to home. I heard some snuffling coming from under the edge of a tall wooden fence and smiled. This was one of Crumb's favorite stops. We couldn't quite see the dog who lived here through the slats in the fence, but Crumb and he communicated just fine. There was a quick bark, and they both dashed down the length of the fence, barked again, and raced back. I let out a bit more of the lead and stepped back to let them carry on. At a certain point, a winner was decided. It was Crumb. At least, according to Crumb, it was Crumb. He turned toward home with a swagger, and off we went. His walk had changed after being out for a bit. It was confident, happy, and relaxed now. Wherever he was going, he expected to find something exciting, something to play with. And since we often see what we go looking for, it seemed a good reminder to step out of my door with a bit more optimism and confidence in where my own 2 feet could take me. From the corner, we could see Marmee in the window. She pretended to be watching birds at the feeder, but we both knew she had her eye on us. As we came through the door, she jumped down and strolled over. I stroked her back as I took off Crumb's leash, and she wriggled past and under his chin, letting her long orange tail thwack him in the face. They stared each other down for a few seconds, then bounded off in another game of chase.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
the weather vane. It was a windy morning. The last oak leaves that had hung on all through the autumn and winter were finally being pushed off their branches by the coming crop about to bud, and flying in soft, swirling paths around the yard. All in our own time, I thought, as I watched from the porch, my mud boots on and a cardigan buttoned up against the breeze. The weather vane on top of the barn spun as the wind gusted, and its green copper tail turned in the slipstream. We'd found the weather vane in the barn when we'd bought this place. Well, we'd found a lot of things in the barn, and most of them were rusted beyond repair or just old clutter that needed to be carted away. But the weather vane? Right away, I felt like I'd found a treasure. It stood nearly as tall as I was, with two sets of crossed beams, one to mark the cardinal directions, and one that must have been purely decorative, crossed arrows with ornate tails and heads. Then a beautiful crane made from copper, its wings open in mid-flight, and its long, graceful legs stretched out to catch the feel of the wind. As it blew, the crane would turn to show the direction of the gust. All that copper and skillful crafting, just to point at the wind. But it seemed absolutely worth the work and weight as we hefted it up onto the peak of the barn and fastened it securely into place. That was years ago, and still my eyes found it every morning while I was walking across the yard or sitting on the porch. It had become a sort of mascot for the farm, and when I was in town and mentioned it, I noticed people's eyes lighting up. Oh, the weather vane farm. Yes, I know where that is. I smiled as I stepped off the porch and started across the yard toward the barn. I was glad people could easily find us. It often proved to be important. We hadn't set out to become a sanctuary. We'd just been people with a barn and some land, but it happened all the same. There were some goats who needed a home. I don't remember now the specifics. It hadn't mattered to me then either. I just thought, well, nobody's living in the barn. Let's see what we can do. And then we'd heard about a pig that someone was trying to keep in a house without much of a yard. And we called and said she could come here. And then it was like a silent call had gone out to all the animals in the county who needed a safe place to land. And we were reorganizing the barn and seeding the back pasture and setting up a coop for the birds. Thankfully, we had plenty of help along the way. The neighbors who lent a hand with the outbuildings and taught us how to care for creatures we'd never kept before. There was a reliable band of volunteers, too, who gave us breaks when we needed them and sometimes came out even when we didn't, just to spend time with the animals. We were grateful to them because the whole operation wouldn't have worked without them. But I think they were grateful too. They could come spend an hour in the pasture with the goats while they played or stretched out in the grass with the cow napping, her sweet spotted head resting in their lap. And I knew from experience how lovely and special that is. When the world didn't make much sense, the animals did. They sought play and affection and snacks and a sunny place to lay and were happy. Being around them reminded me to find joy in those things too, to be contented when my needs were met, rather than grasping constantly for more. Along with the farm animals we'd given a home to, we had a space to say yes to several dogs and cats, and some of them followed me around as I did my morning chores. We tipped out old water from tubs and troughs and filled them with fresh. We fed everyone their breakfast and opened the gates from the barn to the pasture. I had a pocket full of carrots and apples, and some of them went to the goats as I walked through their yard, but I saved the rest for the two donkeys at the end of the barn. You're not supposed to have favorites, but they were mine. I couldn't help it. We had two, a bit older, but still full of silliness and personality. When we first started to have animals here at the farm, after we rescued the first goats and pigs, I thought right away that I hoped we might at some point add a donkey or two to the family. I carried a memory with me since I was young, of driving out on sunny days to visit some friends who had a farm a lot like ours. There was a long, sloping hill with a barn at the top where llamas and alpacas lived, and at the bottom a paddock with a couple sweet, silly donkeys. And as soon as the car was in park, I'd be out the door and running toward them. When they saw me, they would bray in a chorus of excited honks. And I felt like they knew me and had missed me and were so glad I was back. I'd stand at the edge of their yard and rub their ears and chat to them. They were so gentle and funny. I never forgot how it felt to rub the soft fur on their broad noses. So when a neighbor came to us saying that her donkeys seemed lonely, and could they stay here where they could play with the others, I was so glad. "Of course," I said. "We'll get their room ready right away." She had visited them as long as she had lived. And now that they didn't get those visits anymore, I made sure to carve out some special time for them alone. I walked through the open door of the barn and smelled the sweet hay that was spread out over the floor. A couple geese and a duck were having a committee meeting in the corner, and I left them to it, kept going, past the pen where the goats slept, and noticed one of the barn cats dozing up high on a hay bale, one white paw hanging lazily over the edge. At the back of the barn where the doors opened to the pasture, the donkeys were chewing their breakfast. They could come and go during the day between the yard and the shelter, and I found them with the sun on their faces and tails swinging slowly behind them. They heard me coming, and just like those sweet donkeys in my memory, let out a few croaky hee-haws. They really do say hee-haw, and it made me laugh. They nosed in my pockets for the treats they knew I would have brought, and I fed them bit by bit and told them my plans for the rest of the day. I cradled their heads in my arms, watching them blink their long lashes as I rubbed their ears. The wind blew fast and fresh, smelling of spring, and I stepped out and shielded my eyes from the sun to watch the weather vane spin and stop on the roof. Chores to do, I caught up a pail and tromped on in my boots. Thank you for spending this time with us in the Village of Nothing Much. We'll be back next week with more stories to tell. Till then, tell your dog I said hi. And your cat I said ps 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 ps.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the land of saints and sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment, watch it now on digital. Rated R.